Hey everyone, this is Craig Ballantyne from TurbulenceTraining.com and BodyweightCardio.com, and today I have a very powerful call for you. We're going to do the regular 7-day Turbulence Training Guide to Fat Loss, but we're going to really focus on bodyweight training this time. So we're actually going to take a detour from the Turbulence Training for Fat Loss workout reviews that we've been doing, and we're going to switch it over. And we're going to do a bodyweight program from the 6-month Turbulence Training bodyweight workout. So that's what we're going to review this week. So again, this is a 7-day call going over the next 7 days for fat loss. It'll take about 20 to 30 minutes. And it really should get you pumped up to transform your body this week. Now we're going to start off with Monday as we usually do. And we always want to start off with a big transformation tip because, you know, Monday is the best day for discipline and habits and getting back on track. You know, hopefully you don't have too far to get back on track here, but that's what we want to focus on. So planning is our secret to success with transformations this week. Plan out your morning, plan out your diet, plan out your workouts, make them structured. That's why we have the Turbulence Training programs for you so that you don't have to try and come up with your own workout program because we all know how that's going to end up. And make sure that you don't go to the gym if you go to a commercial gym, or even if you go down to your own home gym, make sure you don't go there without a plan because nothing can derail you faster than going to the gym without a plan because then you wander around, you know, a couple people are in your way, you don't know what workouts or exercise to start with. Next thing you know, you just say, ah, screw this, and you go home, and there you've wasted all that motivation of going to the gym. You've done the hardest part, and because you don't have a structured workout, you end up with no results. So make sure that you planned it out to use structured workouts, professionally designed structured workouts. And make sure that you've planned in downtime to your week as well. Let's not get too focused on only the workouts so that we miss out on time to recover mentally and physically from the workouts. Now it's time to get into our first workout review, and we're going to go to the 6-month Turbulence Training Bodyweight Manual. We're going to start with phase one. And we're going to talk about circuit workout A. So in phase one of the Turbulence Training Bodyweight Manual, if you're a beginner, you'll actually start with the preparation phase, which we're not going to go over right now. But most people should start in phase one, especially if you're coming over from weight training and you haven't been doing any bodyweight-only training, because this is a lot tougher than it's going to sound. But you already know that if you've done any Turbulence Training workouts. So the warm-ups are always built into these circuits. So the first couple exercises, you'll notice, are a little bit easier. And in addition to that, you can do interval training at the end, but because there's a lot of bodyweight exercises, you can either just do the bodyweight exercises and no interval training, or you can do the interval training on off days, so on alternative days. So you do bodyweight training today for 25 minutes, and then you do 20 minutes of interval training tomorrow. You can do it that way if you want. And you can do up to 3 circuits if you're doing interval training at the end. If you're doing no interval training at the end, you're not going to do interval training, you just want to do body weight only, then you can do 4 or 5 circuits of the body weight workouts. But last note, when you're doing your first week of any new program, only do 1 or 2 sets per exercise. You know, it's a transition week. We don't want to get you too sore. But once you're ready to go, and you can get all these programs at bodyweightcardio.com, then here's what we're going to do. So we're going to do a circuit again. Very little rest in between exercises. Take only what you need to. If you can go from exercise to exercise without any rest, then do it. So you're going to start with the first exercise as a prisoner squat for 15 repetitions. And that is relatively an easy exercise. It's a warm-up exercise. You see it in the warm-up circuits I do for regular Turbulence Training workouts. Prisoner squat, elbows back, shoulder blades together, work your upper back, proud posture, chest up. Then we're into jumping jacks for 40 reps. Make sure that your arms are straight over your head so that you bring your shoulder blades together and apart, and you end up getting maximum results for your upper back mobility. All right, then we're into a plank for 45 seconds, followed by stability ball leg curl for 15 repetitions. If you need to take a little bit of rest in between, you can only do 8 repetitions and then take a break and do 7 for the stability ball leg curl, that's fine. Powerful contraction for the hamstrings, very great exercise. Then we move into push-ups for 12 repetitions, or if you can't do regular push-ups, you can do incline push-ups or kneeling push-ups, and moving from there into side plank. So you notice we did a bunch of, or a couple of lower body exercises. Now we're getting into torso training. So side plank for 20 seconds, then a sumo squat, which is just a wider stance bodyweight squat. You can have your hands out straight in front of you, and then finish off with an inverted row for 8 repetitions. You can do the beginner style. If you don't have a bar to do inverted rows on, then you can do stick-up exercises. It's not a perfect substitution, but it is a substitution nonetheless. So that's circuit workout A. Interval training is optional at the end of this program. And again, don't overdo it first time through. Just go once or twice through the circuit. And I want to extend to you a very special offer. So if you go to bodyweightcardio.com, this week, starting on Monday, January 19th, you'll find a special offer for all of these bodyweight workouts, $100 off all the DVDs. So it's a really excellent offer. You're not going to see it for too long, so make sure you visit the website and grab those DVDs because all the exercises are demonstrated. And you're going to see when we do workout B that there's some oddly named exercises that you may never have heard about before. So on Tuesday, it's our 30 minutes of activity day. It could be interval training if you're doing just the circuits for body weight on the other day, or it could be a court sport if you're relatively fit and want to do a little bit of harder work on your off day and don't just want to do a 30-minute walk. It's okay if you really like to stay active with sports, racquetball, squash, whatever, then maybe today's a good day to do that. But again, make sure that doesn't leave you too sore for your workouts. If your priority is squash or another sport at all, then make sure that you alter your turbulence training workouts so that your sports performance is not interfered with by the turbulence training workouts. So a little bit of complex programming required. Make sure that you visit the turbulence training members forum and ask me for help if you have any questions about your specific sport training. I also want to mention a nutrition tip, and we're going to talk about what you should do between meals. Now, here's the deal. Between meals, we have to understand if we're really hungry or if we're eating out of habit. So a great way to determine this is to actually do one of Brad Pedlon's 24-hour fasts from Eat, Stop, Eat, because if you can do that program, then you realize that you can actually make it, 3 hours in between meals and, you're not going to die, which most people are now brainwashed into thinking that they need to eat every 3 hours or else something bad is going to happen to them. But for most people, if they force those snacks on themselves or let them have too many snacks, they end up eating too many calories. So we just have to get a better mindset about whether or not we are truly hungry between meals or if we're eating out of habit. And the biggest thing to overcome is eating snacks at home while making dinner or between the end of work and dinner. Maybe we're eating our children's food and getting too many calories that way. So make sure that you truly have identified whether or not you're hungry between meals. And then plan to overcome the obstacles to your proper diet. All right, on Wednesday the 21st, we are now 3 weeks into January 2009. And, time is flying, as they say, and it's been a remarkable year already, and it certainly will be even more so this week with all the political stuff going on in the United States, a new president and some change, and, of course, the world is in turmoil right now. So it's time for us to reflect back on the 3 weeks that we have spent in this new year and how we are transforming. And, despite all those distractions around us, we need to be determined and even more determined than ever to stick to our program. And let's reflect and make sure that everything is going according to plan. If it's not, let's identify those obstacles immediately and come up with at least 2 solutions for every obstacle in our life. If it's more social support, then we have to find 2 areas where we can go out and get more of it. So anytime you have an obstacle, find solutions. Now let's take a look at circuit workout B, another total body, bodyweight exercise only circuit starting with step-ups for 12 repetitions for each leg, then into SIF squats, 20 reps. That one's done on the balls of your feet, so the video and manual will be helpful there. Offset push-ups, 8 repetitions for each side, so one hand in front of the other, in a staggered stance with your hands. Then split squats with your front foot elevated. This exercise can really work the quadricep, 10 repetitions per side. Then plank with your arms on the ball. As Men's Health has said, it reported that the plank with your elbows on the ball is 30% more effective for your abdominals than just a regular plank on the ground. Now, we also want to do reverse lunges for 10 repetitions per side. Assisted chin-ups if you have access to a bar, or you could do the eccentric chin-ups where you just lower yourself. So I actually have a video called The Evolution of Pull-Ups on the internet, on YouTube. You should be able to find that. There's lots of tips for doing more pull-ups on there. Stability ball rollout, that's a great ab exercise, one of my favorite ab exercises. And then stick-ups, that exercise done up against a wall, a lot harder than it looks. And for people that have poor shoulder mobility, you're really going to feel this exercise, but it's going to help you over time to help increase your mobility that you've lost due to bad posture. And then finally finishing off with the bird dog exercise. Sounds funny, looks silly, but very important for the low back muscles and for helping you to brace your abs. So important exercise, do that 5 repetitions per side. Again, interval training optional at the end of this day. You may do it on another day, or you may do extra circuits. Go through that circuit up to 3 times if you're doing intervals, up to 5 times if you're not doing intervals. As little rest as possible between exercises. Rest a little bit after the circuit, up a minute or so, and then repeat. Into Thursday, we're going to talk about 30 minutes of activity again. So pick an activity you'd like to do. If you're getting worn out as the week goes on, do something a little bit easier. And then now let's prep for the weekend, because that's where a lot of you are reporting back that you're having a hard time and not having the success you want. So let's come up with 2 solutions for every obstacle that get in your way on the weekend. For guys, you know, I think that might be a week in between the Super Bowl, so there might not be a Super Bowl game or a football game this weekend coming up. But, you know, it's not too hard to find a sporting event to eat around. So make sure that you're setting yourself up for success, either avoiding the eating part of it or planning ahead, planning a reward meal for that time, but making sure that you don't overdo it. So don't let the weekend get in your way of success. All right, into Friday, we got one more turbulence training workout to take a look at. And this is workout C, another circuit from phase 1 of the 6-month bodyweight manual that you can get all the DVDs at bodyweightcardio.com. All right, so let's take a look at the circuit, starting with Y squats for 10 repetitions. It's just what it's called. Your arms are going to be up in a Y position, chest up, shoulder blades back. Really going to work the upper back there, 10 squats. Then close grip push-ups for 8 repetitions. Cross crawl for 10 repetitions per side. That's a standing abdominal exercise and mobility exercise. Then stability ball hip extension, and that exercise is actually very powerful contraction for the hamstrings. Mountain climbers, 10 repetitions per side. Then into a wall squat hold where you just slide down the wall, maintain that low squat position for 60 seconds. That's pretty tough. Around 45, your legs are going to be asking you to quit, but hold on for 60. Then do inverted rows if you can, beginner inverted rows if you have to, or stick-ups if you can't do either of those. And then elevated push-ups, 8 repetitions per side, elevated, one hand elevated onto a 4-inch block. So that's it for that bodyweight circuit. You're actually going to finish this workout with 20 minutes of high-intensity cardio, or you could do that on the off day, the next day after. So this is one of the few programs that uses a 20-minute high-intensity cardio. High-intensity cardio does seem to work. I mean, it's not the long, slow cardio that doesn't work. It's, you know, just work as hard as you can for 20 minutes. 15 to 20 minutes. Do 15 in your first workout and work your way up to 20 the next week, and just try and, you know, if you're going for distance, try and go a little further each week and always maintain a hard pace. All right, so that's it for our walkthrough of the Turbulence Training Bodyweight Manual Phase 1. Again, you can get all the videos and the manual at bodyweightcardio.com. This week's special offer, make sure you get a chance to take a look at that. Now into Saturday, let's take a look at more bodyweight challenge workouts, and or at least the mentality of doing well at bodyweight exercises, because you can just imagine how much better you would look if you were able to do more chin-ups, more push-ups with perfect form, single-leg squats, longer plank with your arms on the ball, exercises like that, one-leg stability ball leg curls. If you get better at that, your body is going to improve. So as you improve your performance in these bodyweight exercises, you can only picture a very athletic person who is good at bodyweight exercises. So that's why we really need to get into these bodyweight workouts and control our own body weight, and it's incredibly powerful, a lot more effective than most people think. You know, just because it's not a fancy piece of equipment or expensive gym membership required, people think they can't get results. It's not true. With the bodyweight cardio program, you know, I've got actual workouts that replace cardio in that package. Make sure you check that out at bodyweightcardio.com. And we also want to talk about social support. Now, research, I have mentioned many times, shows that exercising with a friend who has lost weight equals more success for you. So think about that for a second. If you can have a friend come over and work out at home with you, or if you can go over to a friend's gym or garage and work out with them, or if you can meet up with somebody at the gym who's getting results, you will get results too. It's just creating that environment and having positive associations with people who also are supporting your success. That will give you results. Okay, the last thing I want to talk about is a nutrition tip for Sunday. And we're actually going to go take a look at my friend Jason Ferrugia's blog and to see his vegan diet. Very interesting stuff. Now, his is a muscle-building diet because he wants to gain some muscle, but I promise you we're going to get some fat loss vegan tips in here pretty soon. But amazing stuff at Jason's blog. So go to jasonferrugia.com/P=274. So Jason, Jason, Ferrugia, ferrugia.com/, then a question mark, then the letter P, then an equal sign, and then 274. So that'll be on my blog as well. So you can go to turbulencetraining.blogspot.com and look for, you know, today's call's summary, and you'll get a direct link over to Jason's vegan diet. Very interesting stuff. So I just wanted to share with you, through Jason, a lot of vegan options. But just go in and look at everything that he's eating, you know, from hummus to beans and rice to all sorts of vegan foods to help you get a better body. All right, so that's it for this week's call. I want to thank you for being on it. Remind you one more time to visit bodyweightcardio.com and check out the special offer there starting on Monday. And next time we will have more transformation tips. So again, more secrets to your success. If you have any questions, make sure you send them in by email asking how you can maximize your transformation. And we're also going to dissect Turbulence Training 2K5 next week, so we're going to get back on track. And I'm going to give you more diet tips, obviously, to help you lose belly fat, change your body, get more energy, and have more success in your transformation. So this is Craig Valentine from TurbulenceTraining.com and BodyweightCardio.com saying thank you very much for being on this week's 7-day Turbulence Training Workout Guide.